I want to back up a bit. You said, you mentioned the quote that I know that, that I've heard you say, and maybe you have coined it. Well, who knows? But, you know, go places not to see different things, but to see things differently. Why do you think that resonates with you?
It's because it really drove that. I'm going to say when I was doing the RV, which is another RV across the country, I saw 42 states. You see, it's 48 states, but I saw 42 states by the RV. I came home from that two-year, I guess, journey, another journey of mine. It's life at home so differently. It almost felt like into the same, I guess, I don't even know, I won't say maybe the best word for it. I didn't fit in with the same people, the same environment, the same like going to clubs and things of that nature. All of that just didn't feel good as it once did. So that's why that particular message actually resonated with me, because I just saw things so differently.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about home. I live in Northern Virginia, and if I'm not, I think I have it correctly, you're like from the Maryland area, correct?
That is correct. I was born and raised right in the DMV, right in Maryland District in Virginia. So I'm right on the line.
Wow. Okay. And now, you know, as I've watched you explore and watch you travel, you are in DR, correct?
That's correct. Sitting in
Wow. Okay. So I know you got there by boat, but of course I would like to get to that, a little bit about that journey, but let's just back up a little bit to this RV journey. I think I might have read some of that, but tell me, like, just as an African-American man, a man of color, what was that experience like for you through the lens of a man of color?
Well, good question. So throughout my life, that's the interesting about my life. I've even back when, a little quick story, even back when I was young, let me just say in my early, let me just say 14, my first job was in a bicycle that was run by white people. They were my white folks. So that wasn't enough of an induction where we were, you know, segregated to schools, or integrated, I should say, into school. That was the next step, which means I worked around a whole bunch of white folks. So from that point on, that opened a lot of things. And I think that's the biggest thing about Black folks in general, is that we don't have the awareness. My age, probably before my age, first didn't really have the type of awareness that would broaden our scope and our visions. No thing against our parents, but those things just weren't open to them. You know, a lot of those things, like something as small as swimming in the swimming pool, was not allowed to someone at my mother's age. So that was one of the detriments to people saying that Black folks can't swim, because they didn't, most of the Blacks in America weren't allowed to be in swimming pools. So